You know what it is? I'm telling you, Maynard. It's just I've heard these songs so many times. I want to cut them off.
No, don't do it.
No, but I want to.
Go to the meantime.
Meanwhile, still thinking. I know. I just want to cut them off because I've heard them too many times. It's like, okay, that's over. And meanwhile. I just want to cut it off.
I know, you're a butcher.
I am. Hi, friends, and welcome to the program 629 with Lolita Pyle Honeybunch, who is a research specialist who's hired here at the radio station.
Now, it's cold in Seattle, and it's cold in Los Angeles, too. How do we know that it's cold in L.A.?
Tom Cruise wears his fur-lined elevator shoes.
Do you have gum in your mouth?
No.
No, she's been on some kind of a grub fest.
Oh, she's eating snacks.
I'm done. Ha.
Okay.
Tito Jackson cranks up the heater in the new Mercedes that he's valet parking.
Yeah, he does.
The Northwest afternoon audience claps a lot louder just to keep their hands warm.
Okay.
Right.
Cher freezes all her asses off.
Right.
All of them. How many she has now? How many?
Do you know a lot of men are very intrigued at your voice? Have you been told that a lot in your life?
No, just said, hey, you're 12 and you look 16, huh?
Yeah.
That's cute.
No, yeah. I mean, you're 18. When will you be 19?
January 1st.
Oh, baby, new year.
Baby.
Yeah. And we find out so many things about you, and you're not apparently embarrassed to tell, you know, your father listens, and you said that you were smoking pot with Woody Harrelson.
No, I didn't smoke pot.
No. What did you do?
I watched him.
Smoke pot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's so cold in L.A., that's how Woody warms up,
yeah,
right?
Woody Harrelson lights up his bong just to warm up his hands.
Right.
So where did you party with Woody? You said at a frat house, and you didn't recall specifically which one.
No, because we would have been to, like, 7.
Yeah.
What do you do? Just
at the university,
tour up
at
Greek
the
Row?
What no, is- no, we went on a tour because my friend was going to go to UW, and we know this girl who was a junior there, and so she took us out. And she took us to, like, 7 houses, and by the end of the night, I didn't even know we went to all the houses. I just remembered that.
Oh.
Honest
to
God.
Well, how could you forget Woody? I wonder why he was hanging out in a frat house.
Because he did a speech there, a lecture on hemp.
What did he lecture on?
Hemp.
Hemp.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, Lolita, I know you're a good girl at heart.
Yeah.
You go back in there and sit down, because the phones are ringing for you. And if you'd like to have a holiday lunch with your favorite radio station... I hope, you know, wouldn't it be something if we offered them a holiday lunch with their favorite radio station and they listened to KPLZ? That would be a drag. 102 of you with your, you could have your friends and your families or your coworkers, whatever. Hosted by Steve. Oh, I see. It will be at the Outback Steakhouse, so you all have to come down.
Wow, 102.
Right.
That's a big dinner.
That is a big dinner.
Yeah, well, Slayton is good like that, though. If there is
anybody, talk to every one of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if there is anybody with social skills.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be Slayton. Here's the last disc jockey that ever had. I got a comment from the last time this ever happened. Wasn't this station.
No?
Last time a disc jockey took 102, that many people out to lunch. Here's what he had to say afterwards.
No, I mean, you know, that same thing they're going to have, you know. I mean, we get together and say, well...
Because the disc jockey heard said...
What a piece of
Yeah.
Hi, this is Rick Jones. You know, some say, and that would be Robin, that life can be like a penis, easy and free swinging. But we know it's women that make it hard. So if the need arises, call me. 1-800-DIVORCE, Goldberg Jones.
Now that, like I say, that's a good, that's rock solid. Like you said, I think that worked.